This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's the evening edition, Lynn and Kelvin. We are now heading to our market wrap with Sean Dunnis. So a finance university in China is under scrutiny because they want students to add more than 1,000 contacts to their WeChat accounts as a requirement to earn a pass for a course. Sean, please tell us what's going on here.
You know what's going on? The world is just going crazy. That's what's going on.
Wait. Apparently, they have some academic purposes for this. So it happened at Henan University of Finance and Economics, and they responded to the complaints in their defense because they said the course covers business in social media, so that's the academic purpose, and the requirement accounts for up to 15% of the total score. And the uni said they have no plans to change this assessment criteria despite the backlash, and local reports say students need at least 1,000 new contacts to pass the course and about 1,670 to get a distinction. So this is like their practical course, like industrial training of sorts.
Man, this is one of those times where you should be glad that the Chinese population is so huge, because can you imagine all these students bugging people for their contacts? It's crazy.
Please add me.
So most students have complained about this mandatory criteria, saying that the number, which again is more than 1,000 contacts, that's too high. And they say that there's no way they can meet so many new people and add them to their WeChat accounts. But given WeChat has this huge reach in China, is this perhaps a natural progression for academic courses to shape their modules around it?
I don't think anyone can ignore WeChat in China, especially it's like a super app, like, and you say like they have billions of users, and people use it to like shop, do payments, to socialize, almost everything, right? So the uni said making new WeChat friends develops students' ability with the new media, where this is part of marketing and promotion online. And the South China Morning Post also reported how people made businesses out of building WeChat accounts with big followings to attract advertisers. And they also sell these accounts for data mining or as a click farm for traffic funneling. In fact, I believe the students will have an asset in their hands regardless what they learn from the course requirement, because apparently they can sell it online one day. They have these platforms for selling and buying WeChat accounts, and a new account which is about a month old can cost about 33 ringgit, and a 2-year-old account with real name registration can be sold for about 140 ringgit. And if we have 1,000 followers, that will definitely fetch some value. I don't know, you know, like I don't even have like 1,000 followers on my Facebook or any of my social media accounts right now.
There's no way I know 1,000 people. Just there's so much work to do. But I mean, I see the practical value in it, but to know that you need that in order to pass the course. That's a huge pressure.
So moving on to Bursa, shares in Everest and iCorp were moving today. We understand that this is something related to a shareholder.
Yes, Everest and iCorp fell almost 3% in the wake of news that tycoon Kun Yu-Yin, he ceased to be a substantial shareholder. Kun is, of course, one of the founders in IJM Corp, and he now owns 4.99% stake in Everest and iCorp following the disposal. And the counter itself fell some 24% in the past 1 year, and today at 5 o'clock, it closed down 9% at 49.5 cents.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.